With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied long-range missiles is being met with ominous warnings from Moscow, the head of menace from Kyiv, and nods of approval from some Western allies. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Viner says Russia has no right to say any U.S. move regarding Ukraine is putting fuel on the fire.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I think this notion of fuel on the fire is frankly a side issue to the main issue, which is Russia waging a war of aggression across a sovereign border.
The change came after the U.S. said recently that North Korean troops are helping Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, Brazil pushing for concerted action to alleviate hunger as it hosts a summit of the group of 20 leading economies amid global uncertainty over two major wars and incoming U.S. president-elect Donald Trump. More than 100,000 residents in western North Carolina are now allowed to drink water and bathe from water and from their home faucets. The change comes nearly 2 months after Hurricane Helene. In consumer news, it's called sticker shock. And if you haven't been to a dealer's showroom since before the pandemic, you might want to prepare yourself.
Americans paid a whopping $47,612 on average for a new car in October, according to data from Edmunds. That's a jump of almost $10,000 from October 2019, ahead of the pandemic. That means the new car prices have risen much faster than most goods and services. But much of the reason Americans are paying nearly $50,000 for cars is that automakers decided to go all in on expensive cars. The cheaper cars remaining are generally from foreign brands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow dropping 123 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 80. This is SRN News. There were a lot of hate crimes against Christians in Europe last year. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
2,444 in all, according to the latest report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Acts of vandalism against churches and various holy sites made up most of the incidents, though threats and acts of physical violence accounted for 15% of the total. The largest number of hate crimes against Christians occurred in France. Out of 35 nations studied, the United Kingdom came in second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are grappling with how to handle transgender politics and policy following a devastating loss to President Trump and the Republican Party. According to AP Votecast, more than half of voters said support for transgenderism in government and society has gone too far. Among Trump voters, 85% says transgender support has gone too far. This is SRN News. Poultry infected with a virus have been found on a commercial farm in England. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The British government says that the H5N1 virus has been found in kept birds in St. Ives, a seaside town in Cornwall. All the poultry in the infected area will be humanely culled, according to the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. It's England's first confirmation of this strain of bird flu in kept birds this season. The virus was also recently found in wild birds elsewhere in the UK and in continental Europe, the department says. The H5N1 has been spreading in the US among wild birds, poultry, cows and other animals. And recently, health officials in Canada confirmed a British Columbia teen had contracted bird flu, saying the virus was related to a poultry outbreak in the province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.